We are now ready to start reading this couple of chapters or sections even of Latour's book The Politics of Nature of 1999. As you will quickly realize, Latour's style is very reminiscent of Montaigne's. He uses irony, he uses dialogue, and he uses metaphors. His basic concepts are indeed very often metaphors, that is, common words but taken in a metaphorical meaning. Being aware of the difficulty that it may cause to the readers, Bruno Latour has added a glossary at the end of his book, and this glossary is attached here in the link below, so you can take a look at his explanation of the basic concepts he uses. The pages that you are about to start to read also revolve around a metaphor, or more precisely, a very well-known allegory, well-known to the history of philosophy. It is the allegory of the cave in Plato's Republic. For Plato, reality was divided between the illusions of material world among which we dwell, and the transcendent world of world of ideas. That's why he uses this image of the cave to explain that we are like prisoners chained at the bottom of the cave and facing the wall of the cave, on which we see different shadows. The shadows are just reflections, shadows of light coming through the entrance of the cave, but we don't see this light. We only see the shadows, the illusions of the material world. It is only, says Plato, the philosopher who can get out of the cave into the sun, into the light, into the world of ideas, and possibly can come back to the cave in order to free other human beings. Take a look at the pages that follow, and having in mind what I said about Bruno Latour's conception of modernity, try to understand how Bruno Latour uses this Platonic image of the cave in order to explain the modern conviction about the duality, the separation between nature on one hand and society on the other.